For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Kentucky gets the win over Southern Miss 31-0 in about 35 minutes of football. We had voided bets. We had lots of agony. We had lots of lightning, and the red bracket went crazy. We're going to talk about all that on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Shafaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, that was a really fun weekend. We won some money. The void costed us some money. We'll get there later. I don't really want to talk about it. It's still a sore subject. Sore for you than I. Let's get right into this, Carson. What were your thoughts? It was a weird game, not talking about the lightning and all that. Just what we saw on the football field. What were your thoughts on how the Cats played against Southern Miss?
Yeah. First off, I want to shout out our fans because I know a lot of them sat in their seats through that whole delay, just like I did. So shout out to them for sticking it out. You guys are the best. And I think the team thought the same because they came out with some fires as well. I thought Brock, I'll start there. I thought the red Brocket, I thought he looked pretty good. Had we had full stats, I think he would have gone over 250, and he already threw for three touchdowns. So, that's a great stat line. He looked mobile. He looked confident. What I wanted to see, honestly, in his first game. And yeah, I mean, he had a tipped pick, but the worst one was the one that he basically threw to the guy that should have been a pick six. But
yeah, that wasn't, I'll argue though. People keep saying, well, it was tipped. That was a bad throw. You know what I mean? If it was in the, 18 people coverage.
Yeah.
And if the front guy, you know, if that, I can't remember, I've watched the play 10 times. Was it a linebacker or a DB that tipped it?
I'm not entirely sure. I'll have to go back and
look. Yeah, but the point of it is, you know, if you're throwing the ball in a window, you got to get it over that guy. And if you're having to do that and it's that tight of a window, it's probably just flat out a bad decision.
Yeah.
So that's my thought on that interception, but go ahead with what you're saying.
Yeah, no. So that's pretty much it for Brock. But I thought our offense looked really good. We scored 31 points. I mean, there was 10 minutes left in the third quarter. So we could have easily gotten 50 points. And when's the last time we've gotten a 50 burger? It's been a while.
Yeah.
I liked our pace. We were running plays quicker in the play clock. I think – and I want to get your take on this too, Andrew. I think – we saw a lot of blowouts this weekend with other teams, especially SEC. SEC killed it this weekend, other than like Florida. But all these big scores, you think it has to do something with the headset, how the quarterback can, how the OC can relay the message down from the quarterback and they can get in that rhythm and plays get off quicker?
You know, that's a great thought. You know what I'm really excited to hear about today, like for Kentucky, for example, we're going to hear from the offensive players in interviews. And that's definitely going to be a question someone asked Brock. I would really like to hear his thoughts on that. I don't know how it doesn't help. I don't know how the answer to that was is maybe not, hey, it wasn't the whole reason, but it was part of the reason.
Yeah.
I think that's a great addition to the game of college football. I really do. So I was happy with that, but, you know, I'll tell you in general, and also we're going to break down, I didn't say this, we're going to break down the South Carolina game here in a little while. We're going to talk about Southern Miss and we'll get to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot on the line for this football game, and a potential, maybe even a guest appearance from Lee Corso this, in week three in Lexington. So we'll get to that in a little bit, but, you know, I don't know who that team was that we saw, but it wasn't Kentucky. Because it was week one against a bad team, and they blew the doors off them. I love it. I love it. I don't know what else you can say. And remember, 31-0 with, I think it was 9 minutes and what, 56 seconds, whatever, on the clock in the third quarter. I bet you they'd have played Brock until the end of the third, maybe. Maybe he gets two or three more drives, and then we start moving down the depth chart. But, man, I am just telling you, I would love to have seen Wimsatt. I'm just telling, I would, just out of curiosity, I would love to have seen him. But, I'm saying, like, in the, you know, in that role.
I agree.
In the he's a guy role. I would have loved to have seen that. But I'll tell you this. The other player I want to talk about, Carson, you know who I thought looked incredible?
Who?
Demi Sumo-Karmbe.
I was getting ready to talk to you about him. Yeah, he
8 for 59 on the ground.
7.4 a carry.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to get the job done. When Chip gets back, man, I'm telling you, I and this is a note, this is not Chip slander. This is Sumo-Karmbe's damn good. That's what we're talking about. So, the defense, there were a few, I mean, here's the deal. We could sit here and we can nitpick for hours. You know, we could, if we could, I mean, that's just the reality of it. But I don't think there's a reason to. I was really happy with what this team displayed, knowing all the adversity that they had to deal with, knowing you had to, well, here we go, here we don't go, here we go, here we don't go when it comes to delays and when are you going to be out there. And I mean, we've all done that, playing baseball, and you want to play a game and there's a rain. It's awful sitting in the dugout, sitting in the locker room, whatever.
Yeah, you don't get in a rhythm. You have you're just, and you get stiff because you already stretched and then you had to sit and it's a lot.
So I'm with you on that. But I was just all in all, Carson, start to finish, yes, there's things we could nitpick. I was happy with this game top to bottom. My confidence for this season, because of the way the offense played, and yes, please, ladies and gentlemen, let me reiterate this. It was Southern Miss, okay? It was not Georgia. It was not even South Carolina. It wasn't even Vandy. Shout out Vandy.
Shout out Vandy. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. What I wanted to see was how this offense clicked, how they looked moving the football. That's what got me excited. I liked the play calling. Yes, I need to now see it against an SEC team. I'm not saying, oh, we're the best offense in the world. We were going to score 50 against Southern Miss. Not what I'm saying. I understand it was Southern Miss. We both do. What I'm trying to argue is that I do believe it's going to translate to Power 4 legitimate opponents. That's my argument. So I'm anxious, Carson, to see this team, this offense play against South Carolina on Saturday.
Yeah, and what I'm excited about, last year we averaged I think it was around 132 yards a game rushing, and we passed that in less. I'm going to call it two quarters. I mean, it was basically. Yeah. So we had 150 rush yards in two quarters. So that's huge. Seeing that, because the biggest question for me really was the offensive line, and I can't completely remember. Did Brock get sacked at all?
Let's see. Southern Miss had zero sacks.
Yeah. So that's a pretty flawless game from your offensive line right there.
I agree with you.
So that's pretty exciting. And you would have only seen those rush yards go up in the second half because we would have gotten up to a higher lead to where we would have just ran the ball.
Exactly.
So really good job out of the offensive line. Something I really, really wanted to see. We're a huge pro Big Blue Wall podcast.
Yes, we always.
And so that's exciting to see. And another player on the offensive end that really sparked my interest was Jamori Macklin. He looked like an absolute stud. I mean, absolute stud. That juke spin move combo that he put on that guy. Yeah. Oh, man. But adding him with Dane and Berrion, it almost seems unfair at this point because you've got a three-headed monster.
No, they're so good. That receiver room is so nasty, and knowing it doesn't end with Mack and Kean Brown. Brown Stevens.
Yep.
This is a really good room top to bottom, man.
Add that with Mr. Dingle, who got a touchdown pass, and Kamari Anderson, who played some. I mean, you've got weapons.
I feel really, really good about this offense now. I really do. If the offensive line holds up in the SEC, I feel good about this offense. And we already knew what you had defensively. We already knew what you had there. It's if this – that was the whole question. Will this offense be good? And, yes, we need to see it on Saturday. If I see it on Saturday, I'll start to buy into it.
I hadn't mentioned the defense yet. I thought they looked fantastic. They were swarming around. They looked every bit of the hype that we gave them.
Yeah.
Southern Miss only had 5 rush yards. That's pretty insane. 131 yards total That's complete, which is also insane. So great job to the defense. Two turnovers. Yeah, I like that. We need to get those turnovers numbers up. We didn't get as many last year as we did the year prior. I think you'll see that number skyrocket with Deion. Dumas Johnson looked like an absolute issue. Him and Deion on the same team is like almost unfair.
And then Matt Harrison
never lost a college football game he started in.
Well, I mean, he was at Georgia. I mean, I figure.
I know, but that's still remarkable. He's a senior.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
But I mean, I don't even know what else to say, Carson. I want to keep reiterating this because I can already see the comments. It was Southern Miss. Yes, it was Southern Miss. It was Southern Miss. And that's why
the best part of their team was their defensive line, and I thought our offensive line kicked their ass. So that excited me.
I agree with you on that. But my other point is that the things I wanted to see on offense, I saw. To have confidence in this offense, there were a few things I wanted to see, and I saw all those things. That's what I'm excited about. I want to see it now against South Carolina. If I see it against South Carolina, then I'm bought in. And yes, is Georgia going to come in and be tough to move the football against? Yeah, they are. But that's Georgia. You know, we'll get there when we get there. I'm just saying, I saw what I needed to see to have confidence that we're going to steamroll South Carolina, I think. Yeah. I really do. I think that this is going to go that way. So, Carson, any other thoughts on this game before we move on to talking about the Gamecocks?
No, that's it. It was like an all-time weird game, though. Yeah. I mean, that's never happened to me ever since I've been a Kentucky fan. That was just weird. It was kind of cool, though, at the same time. I mean, it wasn't cool that they stopped selling beer, but other than that, it was interesting.
Yeah, we had some people really upset with that. We had some really upset people with that. So it was a little frustrating. But South Carolina, Carson, last year, first of all, and I want to say this right now before we get into this game. Kentucky every year loses one game they shouldn't lose. Every year. It is a yearly tradition. Here comes the Easter Bunny. Here comes the Tooth Fairy. Here comes Kentucky losing a game they shouldn't lose. Okay. It's here it comes all the time. And you can't let this be this football game. Can't happen. Normally it happens later in the season. Yes, it does. I know that. But you can't fall asleep and lose this game. I really, Carson, think game day comes to Lexington if Kentucky beats South Carolina. I do. I really do. Schedules line up, TV channels, all this stuff.
And they saw that the fans stuck out the delay. I think that could also play into it. I mean, when you start the game at 7:55, but the fans sit in their seats until, what was it, 10:55, something like that, 10:30, something around there, and it's still sold out pretty much when that happens. I feel like game day likes to go to places that have a lot of fan impact, and I think they saw that with Lexington, and they know what they have here.
I agree with you. So I think there's a chance. It's a chance, and that's fun. I mean, it's been a long time. Carson was still learning how to use the bathroom because it was 2000.
I was in kindergarten. 2007.
Exactly. You were still learning how to use the bathroom. And you're finally getting off the diapers, and I think you took your first steps around there. Okay. You're finally learning how to talk. I mean, that's how long it's been, 2007. So,
Andrew learned how to read this year. So,
that's not true. You know for a fact it was 2022. Okay, so don't do that. It wasn't 23. It was 2022. So don't say that. But
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
South Carolina Gamecocks, Carson. Last week, they play Old Dominion, and they ran the football 56 times. 56 times. That is absurd. Sellers, which, by the way, Lenore Sellers is a quarterback who I kind of like. South Carolina played like crap on Saturday. They did not play well. They are a better football team than they played. And do not think for a second that they're not going to give Kentucky their best shot, because they are. But
Hates Stoops. They're going to come fired up.
Yeah. You've got Lenore Sellers carried the ball 22 times for 68 yards. And then Rocket Sanders, the transfer from Arkansas, carried it 24 times for 88 yards and a touchdown. Sellers also had a touchdown on the ground. They're going to run the football, Carson. The front seven needs to be ready for the Wildcats. I'll tell you that right now. But Sellers can sling it too. He is a dual threat. He's not just a run first guy. What are your thoughts on the South Carolina team? How do you see this game going?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to be super rude, but I think they stink. Sellers went 10 for 23 on passing. That's pretty horrible, under 50%. He averaged 5 yards a catch, so he's basically throwing little bubble routes. They ran the ball a ton, but Rocket Raheem Sanders had 88 yards, but he only averaged 3.7 a pop, which isn't that great. Wow. And Sellers averaged 3.1, and that's against Old Dominion's front seven, and I know our guys are a lot better than those guys. Yeah. So I think – I do like Lenore Sellers, though. I think he gives them a different – you know, he's fast. He has a good arm. He can be good. So he's one of those guys that you really, really have to contain. If you keep him in the pocket and make him beat you with his arm, it will be an easy, easy win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do, though. So I do not think South Carolina is better than Kentucky. They are not. I think we know that. But they are better than they looked in this game. I really do believe that. I agree with you. I think we win this game. I think we cover. But South Carolina is a better team than they showed. And Kentucky fans, we need to not have this mentality. I think that you. I mean, Carson, I agree with you that they're not. I think they're better than we're giving them credit for. I don't think that they're good. I think that for an SEC team, they're very. I mean, heck, now that Vandy's coming on, shout out Vandy, man. Shout out Vandy. That was one of the more fun parts of the day on Saturday. It was going SEC after Vandy won a football game. You know, I never thought I'd yell SEC in reference to Vandy. Normally, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Unless we're playing baseball. But here,
it was awesome to watch.
But I think the Cats win. I think the Cats cover. I also think that South Carolina is better than people think. I think that it could have been first game jitters. Could have been, Lenore Sellers settling in to being the dude. Rattler's gone, and I think Rocket Sanders is a really good running back. Offensive line could be an issue there. But I think the Cats win. I think the Cats cover. And I think if Brock Vandegrift and this Kentucky offense can stack, I feel great about our defense in this game. If Brock Vandegrift, the receivers, Demi Sumo-Karmbe, if we can stack games, I'll feel a lot more confident heading into Georgia. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I think these are what I believe. I think Old Dominion outgained South Carolina last game. Mm-hmm. I think Old Dominion fumbled twice inside their own 10-yard line, which led to two South Carolina touchdowns. I think they also threw a pick inside South Carolina's 10-yard line in their red zone. So that's like 21 points you're looking at for Old Dominion.
It's crazy that they handed them that football game, man. I mean, it is crazy. They did. I mean, they handed them that football game. Seriously. Yeah.
And I think Beamer got lucky these past 2 years, and I think this year's the year we're going to kind of be like, let's not run your mouth so soon, buddy. I think the Cats are definitely going to cover. I would bet it up. I'm going to bet it up to -13.5 because I think they win by 2 touchdowns at least. I think we're a lot better than they are. It's home. The crowd's going to be crazy because last game was pretty much like a tease. You know, we didn't even really get to experience all of it. I think the Cats come out and I think they roll.
I agree with you. You know what? Now that we have a podcast and someone for some reason let us come on here and yap about stuff, I really wish we would have been doing this last year. I don't know why this just came to my brain. we were doing this last year and we got to break down the Mark Stoops. I have full confidence in the world that Kentucky fans can get up at 9 a.m. and pound some beers. Yeah. That is still the best thing I've ever heard a college football coach say in my life. Oh, yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. It hit me in the brain. That is the best quote. It was kind of what you were saying. The fans are ready. I have full confidence that Kentucky fans are going to get up and get ready for this game. I think it's been a great atmosphere. I've seen some people. We've seen – there's been some other SEC fan bases I saw that are coming to – I've seen Georgia fans, and I've seen Auburn fans disrespecting the atmosphere in Kroger Field, saying, well, you know, it's basketball. And, yes, it's Kentucky basketball, but it's Kentucky fans. And Kentucky fans are what make this place and this
we're tried and true, athletic, loyal.
Yeah, this athletic program is so special. So, no, none of these teams, Georgia, Auburn teams, you know, you're not going to walk into Kroger Field and, you know, I mean, in Georgia's, they've struggled in Kroger Field. They've won, but they've struggled. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't want to say it, but it'd be awesome. I'm not going to say it because I still don't believe that it happens. I don't believe there's a way in the world it happens. But man, wouldn't it be awesome if Kentucky beat Georgia? That's all I'm going to say.
Man, it'd be great.
I probably next week, even if game day's here, and we steamroll South Carolina, I probably won't predict us to win. But man, it'd be awesome. It'd be really cool.
But if that happened. We've seen crazier things happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then Georgia's the real deal too. I mean, they steamrolled Clemson. Now, Clemson also.
Oh, yeah. That game was fun to watch, too. We had a little money on that one.
Oh, yeah, we did. I got a great – this is a funny tweet. I got a great tweet that Mike sent me last night. It says, the fall off from Jordan Travis to DJU, quarterback of FSU, is the biggest fall off in a college football since the fall off from Trevor Lawrence to DJU.
That's horrible.
I'm sorry. That's just such a great tweet. That's it cleans me everything about it. That's a great tweet.
Yeah. At some point, though, you got to feel somewhat bad for that kid, man. He's getting crushed.
Yeah, I do. When your own fan base is going, we want Brock, referring mm-hmm. to Brock Glenn, the backup quarterback, it's like, ooh. Sorry, man. This stinks. So, Carson, give me a score prediction for Kentucky, South Carolina, and give me an MVP of the game, and then we got to talk a little bit about what's going on Thursday. So, score prediction, MVP of the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Cats 28-7. And I'm gonna give the MVP to let me think about it. Oh, it's gonna be I know this is easy to do. Actually, no, I'm not. Jamin Dumas Johnson, he's gonna be the MVP because with the running quarterback, you need a spy.
Yeah,
he's going to be the guy. He might not put up the crazy amount of stats, but he's going to be the guy that keeps our defense, him only scoring 7 points.
I think the Cats win this one. I think it's ironic. I think they win it 28-14.
I almost went.
They cover the line. I think they cover your line that you said you're going to take the touchdown line. I think Kentucky's the better team. I think it's at home. And I think there's a lot on the line when it comes to that next week, potentially hosting game day. You have a chance at it. You have to command. I think for it to happen, you have to win this game, and it isn't. I think you got to win this game, and it's not necessarily super close. I mean, if you win this one 31-28, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just think you got to prove, okay, we are that much better than what consider a
my take on it too is I think last year South Carolina was a much better team than they are now.
Yeah.
And I think Kentucky played their worst game of the season. And I don't think we were as good as we are this year, last year. And so all that combined with watching South Carolina play the first game and the fumbles that helped them out and all this, I just think Kentucky's a much, much better team at this point. That's where my prediction lies. That's where I'm seeing things.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. My MVP, go ahead and put it in. Head on over to FanDuel. Head on over to wherever you're at and take Berrion Brown to score 2 touchdowns. I think he scores 2 touchdowns in this game. I think he returns a kickoff. Ooh, and I think
they're going to kick to him. We'll finally get to see somebody kick to him this year.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I think he's going to get one. I don't know why. I got this weird feeling he's going to return a kickoff.
I just want him to kick it to him. Like, yeah. No one's going to do it. Yeah. They're not.
You'd be crazy too, but you never know. Maybe they will. Mm-hmm. But I think Barron Brown has a great game. I think Brock Van. I think this whole offense is going to have the game where we go, yep. Uh-oh, this is legit.
Yep.
But I think Barron Brown is going to be the biggest piece of that kind of here we are breakthrough.
Yeah.
So that's thoughts there. Everybody enjoyed the game Saturday. I know we enjoyed last Saturday, despite the lightning and the rain and a Cam Boff beer tantrum. It was a fun day besides all those things.
Shout out GadPub. Always a good time.
It was a great time at GadPub. I mean, just shout out. Oh, Key West had us.
Oh, Key West Keith.
It was a good time. Great time there. But what's going on Thursday, Carson?
Yeah, on Thursday, our boy Jasper Johnson is committing. So we are going to bring you a show on Thursday about that.
We'll have a show either way. Mm-hmm. We're really hoping. If you asked us both, we're both going to predict him to come to Kentucky.
Yes.
That hasn't changed. But we will have a show for you either way.
Yeah.
On his decision on Thursday. Do you know the time yet for what time he's committing?
2:30. 2:30 okay. Eastern.
2:30. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen that yet.
Yep.
2:30 Eastern. We'll have a show for you pretty quickly. Perhaps, hopefully, maybe even the second he commits. We'll see. So be ready for it. Either way, if he doesn't commit to Kentucky, it might take us a little while. But we'll have a show for you either way. Think he's going to be a cat. Think he's going to be a star. Really excited to see how that goes. We'll talk about that. That'll be Thursday's show. So that's the plan.
A lot of fun stuff to be excited about right
really?
Now.
Really? I mean, this is the best. And then you know what else is Thursday?
What?
Chiefs Ravens. I mean, what more can you ask for in life right now? Not much. I mean, this is the happiest time in the world. People are like,
we're winning money. We're watching football.
We are. I've had a great.
Cats are doing good. Yeah. Basketball and football.
I've heard, well, summer's over. Thank God. I want get cold. I want it to snow. Please make it cold. I love it. I love this. I love football.
Maybe not snow. Maybe just like drop down a couple degrees.
Yeah, that's fair. Or let snow. I like snow. I'm a snow fan. Big snow guy.
I'm not a snow fan. I'm a fall fan.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess I'm not trying to say skip fall. I'm trying to say let's get into it. Let's get on it. That's what I want. Let's let it fall. That's what we need. That is going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Really helps the show. Hit the like button. All that helps. And then don't forget, we are anywhere you can get a podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can get one, you can find us there as well. So go check us out there if you ever have a reason you don't want to tune in on YouTube. Hope everyone has a great rest of the day today, and we'll see you on Thursday to hopefully talk about a Jasper commitment. Y'all have a good one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.